the holidays off with a bang. Wow, you pull up with one of those in the driveway, you're going to get some looks and some good looks, I will say.
That's right.
They also have over 300 new and pre-owned trucks. Pre-owned starting at just $9,995. So that's a huge deal right there. And then with every vehicle on the lot at Beatty, you always get that Beatty Chevrolet warranty for life. They're going to take care of you before the sale, during the sale, and after the sale with that Beatty warranty for life. And these guys are great. So if you're looking for a new car, this is definitely a place to come.
It's right here where we are, Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive. We'll be here for the rest of this hour leading up to Sports Talk, getting you ready for a big football weekend. High school football tonight. We'll have game day all day coverage for you tomorrow, and then Tennessee Mississippi State coming up at noon.
That's one thing I've never had to do. I've never bought a car in my life.
What's that?
I've never bought a car. It kind of like gives me anxiety thinking about if I ever have to do it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I never have. I got a car that I drove for 10 years for my college graduation. My parents had bought me, or my grandparents had actually bought me a car.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. So that got me 10 years. And then Glenn just negotiated with, you know, Mickey. And he said, hey, check's in the mail. Let me buy that thing.
There you go.
Yeah. So I got lucky twice. So, yeah, when I have to go buy a new car, it's going to be intimidating.
You want to go somewhere where you're going to feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
You can find that right here.
Absolutely. And truck month, don't forget. Did we say truck month?
Yeah.
It's truck month.
Yeah.
Get that truck. If I bought a truck, you would probably be the first person to ask to borrow it. Be like, hey, we got to move some things of Owen's out of the house. We're done.
Out of the house, is he moving?
No, but just move all the baby stuff in.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff. And it doesn't stop. Like, you think, oh, we've already been there, done that. You know, we're not, especially if you have a child that's the same sex. You know, if the second baby is also a boy, you'd be like, oh, we're not going to have to buy anything. Somehow, you always are having to buy stuff.
Eric Ainge texted me yesterday and said, hey, what are you guys having, boy or girl? Gally's pregnant. We're having another one coming up in 4 to 5 weeks. And I said, oh, we don't know. We're waiting to find out. And his response, surprise, OMG, that's crazy. That's the response from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, we don't know. But it'll be one or the other.
I really wanted to do that with the second one, and Glenn was like, there's no way. No, we're not doing that. And I was like, okay. So I found out.
We'll find out tomorrow if Tennessee's going to be able to get an SEC win.
Yeah, what has you more captivated at this point? I don't know which way this thing is going to go. Either way, what baby Josh and Kelly are having, and what way the season is going to go for Tennessee? It's all up in the air.
Either one's a tough bet. We did talk about in the first hour that a lot of people are saying, hey, watch out for Tennessee here. Stuart Mandel's upset pick of the week on The Athletic. Tennessee. Lee Sterling yesterday, I believe it was, on the starting lineup said, I'll take Tennessee straight up to win the game. The upset pick of the week from Stuckey on the Action Network's College Football Podcast, he chose Tennessee. Out of all the games he could have chose, he picked the Vols to get the win. Barrett Salee, CBSSports.com. His picks have been good. He's picking Tennessee to win the game against Mississippi State. So we're not talking just cover
the spread
here.
Okay.
We're talking win the game straight up. This was just the spread, but if you're covering, you have a chance to win. On Scott Van Pelt's winners segment on ESPN last night, he gave out the Vols. Plus 6.5.
All right. So that it makes me feel better. Really does.
It's a juju game here. You got to get it. It doesn't fix everything. If Tennessee beats Mississippi State, Tennessee football is not back.
No, it doesn't. But, it's not going to start feeling like 98 yet.
Yeah, but if Tennessee loses, it's going to start feeling like 17.
which was dreadful.
Which was 0-8 in the SEC. So this is a big juju game for Tennessee. It doesn't fix everything, but it can sure hold off some problems. Tennessee loses tomorrow. They might have to go visit, like, Tor Ekman, Kramer's holistic healer guy. Get some cramp bark.
What was the little statue's name in Major League? Jobu? Yeah, they need some Jobu over there.
Yeah.
Give him the rum. Give him the cigars.
Yeah, the whole team of them.
that Jobu needs to be in every locker over there today.
Yeah. So, because you lose to Mississippi State, you got to go play Bama. Who knows where the team is getting ready for South Carolina at that point? And at that point, where's the Tennessee fan interest?
Where's anything? Yeah.
So
how do you stay dialed into that?
You win tomorrow. There's obviously still a lot to get done because that's only your second win of the season. But it sure beats being at one still. And if Tennessee loses, you're at 7 straight losses against FBS opponents. You're just getting made fun of a lot. So, I mean, you really, Tennessee is the last FBS team without a
win. Without a win.
Against an FBS team.
Yeah, that means Vanderbilt and Rutgers.
Yeah, I don't really need to lay out all the reasons that Tennessee needs a win. Yeah. I think our listeners are familiar.
Do we sound like we're begging for a win? Like, I really feel like at this point in time, I would beg.
I think you're begging, yeah. I think that's what's happening.
Definitely. Like, please, give us a win.
Yeah.
Man. It is brutal. It's brutal out here. And it's just hard when you only get a limited amount of opportunity and, you know, you're almost dreading it rather than being excited for it.
Yeah.
I've never dreaded, like, Christmas. You know, I've never dreaded, like, the
typically
holidays.
Not. Yeah. I'm pro-Christmas.
And we're you know, I put college football up there with Christmas, like, on things that I look forward to every year. My birthday, Christmas, college football. And, man.
You're ranking your birthday number one?
Well, yeah, it's my day.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I look forward to that?
I don't know. There's the whole sharing aspect that comes with some of the other...
Please. Yeah, I share every day.
No time for that. Yeah.
I share every day.
I share every day with everybody, and I'm darn sick of it. That's what I just heard.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm happy to do it every other day of the year. Just on my birthday, I want it to be all about me.
I'm surprised number two on your list then isn't Festivus.
I got a problem with you people.
Now you're going to hear about it. We'll talk more Tennessee, Mississippi State, what the Vols need to do to get a win tomorrow as they need one. We'll also check in with Fat Jack at 2:30. What does he think about the Vols' chances against Mississippi State tomorrow? The Bulldogs in town as 6.5-point favorites against Tennessee. 12 o'clock kick tomorrow at Neyland Stadium. 10:30 Vol Network coverage right here on the Sports Animal. And game day all-day coverage all day long for you tomorrow before and after the fact. Sports 180's coverage continues at Beatty Chevrolet Parkside Drive here until 3 o'clock with Heather Harrington. I'm Josh Ward on the Sports Animal. On a football Friday afternoon at Beatty Chevrolet today, that's where we are on Sports 180. Appreciate you hanging out. We will talk to Fat Jack coming up at 2:30, get his thoughts on the Tennessee-Mississippi State game, other games to watch in college football and the NFL this upcoming weekend. And we will be here until 3 o'clock. Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive is where you can find us. It's better at Beatty. Find out why yourself when you come on down. Great people. They'll take care of you. As we still have a lot to get to, the power poll at the end of the hour, what to watch this upcoming weekend. And, again, Fat Jack at 2:30. With Tennessee-Mississippi State being the big focus here locally, a very winnable game. Mississippi State's favorite against Tennessee. But this is one where Brian Maurer could build off what happened last week. And if he plays well and he helps Tennessee gets the win, if he plays a big role in that, that not only helps Tennessee with that fact, getting a win, but also what could happen moving forward. I do think there's been some kind of surge among Tennessee's fans this week, just in excitement of what they saw and what could develop with Tennessee's quarterback. Just compare the mood or the excitement level this week compared to leading up to the Georgia game. Plus, the Georgia game's behind you. You only have Alabama left, and the others are all at least winnable. Missouri's a long shot, probably, right?
Yeah.
But
they're not Georgia.
But they're
not
Alabama. Georgia or Alabama.
Yeah,
would be my point there. So something to build on. Can Brian Maurer show a little more coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest question is, you know, and I liked Will Shelton's analysis of, hey, not everybody takes a huge step back in their second game as a starter. And now he did have 2 weeks to prepare for Georgia. And again, the success was limited, but it was also very visual. I mean, you saw the spark, especially that pass to Marquez Callaway. You saw what that did for the whole team. The defense went out on the field with a more pep in their step against the Dogs. You just saw like that one play elevated everybody. So if he's able to manufacture that level of success, especially early on, I think it can really help Tennessee to get out in front of Mississippi State. Now, what was interesting, and you played the clip on your podcast today, talking about the middle eight, as Jeremy Pruitt called it. It's closing out the first half and opening up the second half. He's focused on, you know, even tightening that up because, and I was critical of that last score that Georgia had with what nine? I think they scored with 9 seconds on the clock.
They moved the ball
up
so quickly.
They moved
with
the ball.
Ease.
Yeah, they moved the ball so fast. I mean, Tennessee had the ball at like the 350 mark, and then all of a sudden, you know, Georgia gets it. They go and score, and it totally nullified, in my opinion, because if people were looking just around the nation at halftime scores, they were like, oh yeah, Georgia's already blowing Tennessee out, and it's like, no, but our guys were playing so good. Like, you had to watch it because they really were, and so I hated that final score. Right there before the half kind of skewed all of the hard work that had been done by the offense and the defense in that game. So, I mean, really the only misstep was the Joe the Toe punt early on. And that was like, whoa, how did that even happen? You know, so that was the only thing that, you know, was just glaring before that last score that Tennessee had done wrong. So, yeah, if they can get out to that early lead and then protect that middle eight like Jeremy Pruitt is talking about, there's a lot to work with there.
Yeah, you want to build up a lead, I'd say. You do wonder how some of the players can hold up over the course of the game. If Tennessee's defense has a rough first half, then wouldn't you expect it to only get harder as the game goes along? Because first of all, if Mississippi State's if it's having success in the first half, why would that change? But also, as you're dealing with depth issues, you're thin at linebacker, secondary, I think, still offers plenty of questions. Aubrey Solomon's banged up on the defensive line. How does that affect you? If the first two quarters don't go well, good luck improving as the game goes along. It's more likely to go the other way.
Yeah, you know, we so much, I think, talk about our own feelings, and fans talk about their own feelings in relationship to the games. Mm-hmm. But think about those guys. If they're out there and they're actually the ones absorbing those blows and taking those hits, if they're not feeling any success and any steps forward on the field, it's hard to go out there and just keep, you know, giving your all or keep totally focused on the task at hand. So I think what you're saying is, hey, go out there, have some early success, not only for the fans, but for the team, because it can be that catalyst that's able to get you an advantage. I mean, it is home field advantage. You want to jump on them as quickly as possible.
It's going to be a cooler day tomorrow as well.
It's going to be nice.
And some rain maybe coming in the morning. But a high of 65 tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I think the rain is early. It's supposed to move out, right? I know, like, early on in the week, people had thought that the rain was going to hang around for game time. But I think now it's going to be out of the way, and people are going to be able to enjoy tailgating. And
I think that's the expectation.
Yeah. And that's good, because I already think this has the ability to be sort of a sloppy game, kind of like that first half of the Auburn-Florida game. That was just weird with all the crazy bounces, all the turnovers. I have a feeling this game, with two most likely starting quarterbacks that are freshmen, this game could be a little wonky.
Yeah, and let's see what Mississippi State does at quarterback. That is an unknown. Does Stevens start,
or Schrader? Am I
putting
too much on Schrader? Am I thinking that – I just feel like the matchup – I feel like it's a no-brainer to go with Schrader, especially going back and looking at that Kentucky box score.
He went for more than 300 yards in that game combined.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Kentucky and Tennessee are built similarly at this point. I don't know. I might just be banking on Schrader too much.
If I'm Moorhead and Schrader's playing, I don't know how much I'm throwing.
Yeah.
With Schrader going for 70-something yards a game on the ground, Hill's one of the best running backs in the country.
Yeah, I mean, you might show it a couple of times early, but I
would make
Tennessee
show that it's gonna stop us.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tennessee's defense, I'm sure, is very much focused on trying to stop that running game this week. They're aware of Kylin Hill. They know what he can do.
Yeah, if we can go back to our number one, our factors that matter.
Yeah.
Run defense. That's the number one for me. That's what I'm going to be paying attention to most.
Yeah, stop the run. Run the ball, and then I had a real bold take. Don't let the opposing defense crush your quarterback, stuff like that.
It's hard-hitting analysis that, I mean, you're just getting it done left and right, Josh.
That's right.
I like it.
The big bucks are coming in for it. We come back.
roll it in.
That's right. No, Fat Jack, that's the one who rolls in the big bucks. He will join us next. We'll get his thoughts on Tennessee-Mississippi State tomorrow, games to pay attention to in college football and the NFL this upcoming weekend. Will the Cowboys bounce back? We have another half hour to go of Sports 180 today at Beatty Chevrolet. Midday Sports Minute coming up for you as well. You can stop by and see us here on Parkside Drive at Beatty Chevrolet on Sports 180 on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal. Back for another half hour of Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. Last half hour of Sports 180 at Beatty Chevrolet. Their deals continue through the weekend, though. Stop by and see them right here, Parkside Drive, where we are today. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. We are pleased to welcome to the show Fat Jack. FatJackSports.com is his website. He joins us every Friday afternoon. Jack, how's everything going?
It's going absolutely wonderful, actually. You know, last week I came on and had to talk about our first losing week of the entire year, which no handicapper ever does that. You can check all the stations, including probably yours. Any other handicappers on are never going to talk about losing. I had to do that last week. And I do that because we post every single selection and opinion that every client gets. So hopefully if they believe me when I talked about last week how we lost two more games than we won, the same thing will happen this week. We were 9-4. We have not lost since we talked last. We were 9-4. I had a losing day, actually, I should say. We were 9-4 with our football selections. We won again Monday with San Francisco. We won again last night with New England and the under in the Texas State game. So we are on an 11-4 run in football and really, really hot as we head into one of the typically the most profitable weekends of the entire year. And I don't say that much, but this particular weekend, the OU-Texas weekend, kind of I call it rivalry week, we typically do very, very well. So go to FatJackSports.com. Every play is listed and documented right there, and you'll see that we are absolutely on fire right now.
Well, Jack, as you're aware, Tennessee's been doing some losing on the field. The Vols are 1-4. That only win against Chattanooga this year. This weekend, Tennessee is a 6.5-point underdog against Mississippi State coming in off the bye week. What do you make of that? What do you make of Tennessee's situation heading into this weekend?
Well, I mean, at some point you bounce off rock bottom, and they basically just have to put four quarters together, and this would be the type of game that they could do it. I mean, besides the fact that the over has been hitting in the Mississippi State games, which people say, well, who cares? Well, that's important because that means they give up points because they're not getting there by themselves. And so if Tennessee can play some defense and get some stops, especially at home, then they're going to be in good shape. So I would definitely lean toward – I think the Vols here actually play better. I think they cover the number here. And I actually like them in this spot, not because they necessarily have made that quantum leap. I don't know that I'd be booking bowl reservations just yet, but they match up well against Mississippi State. They're 6-1 straight up their last seven games. This is the one team that they seem to, even when during this down period, they seem to get it done against. And over has gone over with both of these teams recently, last five at home with Tennessee. Last five on Mississippi State, five of the last six have gone over. So lots of points. You get lots of points. You're going to get some of those out of that vulnerable Mississippi State defense. So get some stops. You end up winning and covering. So I actually like the Vols there.
Yeah, I think I've just made it a hard, fast rule. If the line gets over 20 with the Vols as an underdog, I'm not even paying attention anymore. I don't want any part of it. I like almost don't even want to talk about it. A line that I thought was really – do what, Jack?
No, let's go ahead. I was going to say that a lot of times with teams like Tennessee, when they start getting blown out, it gets really bad. But this is not that type of game. This won't have that personality. This should be a competitive game. You've got, you know, it's only a touchdown favorite. So they're Mississippi State's vulnerable on the road in this spot.
All right, let me ask you about this one, this might be a game that you're not releasing, but you got 2-1-4 teams, and I know that usually doesn't sound attractive to anybody, but Vanderbilt is a 15-point favorite over UNLV, and I just have a feeling like there's no way Vanderbilt can cover that number. Am I way off base, or is that something to stay way far away from?
Well, Vandy's not horrible, and UNLV's been really bad. And so anytime that a bad team has to go on the road, that's typically a spot you might look for them to get blown out. Now, UNLV's kind of been the exception to that rule. They're 10-4-1 against the number on the road, so they're covering more times than not. They're not winning a bunch of games, but they are showing up game each and every Saturday, which you got to be those are the most dangerous teams, teams you know are bad, but they are teams that when they go on the road, they seem to play – they relax a little bit. So this is also a series that should go under. I mean, both of these teams, the trends lead to go under in the game. I'd say this, anytime that you're laying two touchdowns with a bad team against another bad team, you are going to look toward the favorite in that spot simply because Vegas knows a lot about UNLV football, and they know that this is not a team that is competitive against anybody in the SEC or on this side of the country. So I actually would lean toward Vandy minus the points, but they're, as you said, they're much better spots around the card on Saturday and on Sunday to make some money.
Our Friday segment here with Fat Jack, fatjacksports.com, his website. So better spots, where would you point? Which direction would you point, Jack, looking at to this weekend in college football?
Well, I mean, we look a bunch. There's actually, it's a very deep card. But we'd start with Oklahoma, Texas, and let's look there. That's the marquee game of the week. You know, Texas has done really well against the number as an underdog. Herman's 13-3 against the spread as an underdog. And Texas is 6-1 the last seven against the number in the series, and 6-0 in Dallas. The only time they didn't cover was when they played them in the Big 12 championship game. So those two things set up well for Texas. Everything else sets up for Oklahoma to blow out Texas on Saturday. Texas secondary is beat up. They have two all Big 12 players that are out. Oklahoma will score against anybody. And so if you can't stop them, they're going to put up 50 on you. And I suspect they're going to do that again on Saturday. West Virginia had 31 points last week against the Longhorns, and they threw four interceptions. This is a team that turned the ball over a ton and still got to 31. Now, Oklahoma's defense, I'm not willing to say they're a lot better yet. We'll find out this week. But if you get into a shootout, I promise you, Herman does not want to get in a shootout. Texas' offense doesn't want to get in a shootout. They're going to need to get some stops, and I just don't see those coming from anywhere. So look for the game probably to go over the total, but more importantly, I think OU covers the 11 really easily on Saturday.
What about looking forward to the NFL? There's a lot of great matchups this weekend, and we know you're going to be busy on Sunday.
Yeah, we've been killing the NFL. I mean, like I said, we had New England last night. We had San Francisco on Monday. Both were I thought, easy. New England, it took a while to get there because they turned the ball over a bunch of times. But we've been really, really good in the NFL. One to look at, the game that a lot of people will look at and not know what to do with is that game between Carolina and Tampa Bay that'll be going early, obviously. Tampa's been rolling except for when they turn the ball over, and Carolina's 7-3 against the number against Tampa Bay. I think that Tampa Bay's certainly better than most people think, but I'm actually believing a lot of what Carolina's doing right now. And I had Carolina again last week, so I think I like Carolina there. Actually, like over the 48 as well, so the Sharps are actually playing Tampa in that spot. I think they're wrong in that one. So I'm sharper than most, if not all, Sharps. So I play them. Another game, nobody, and I'm going to have a deep card, so we're looking down the list of ways. Atlanta, who's been just absolutely horrible to bet on, they get over the total, but it's only when they're out. They're actually getting a matchup they can win. They're going to Arizona. Kyler Murray just has nobody to throw the ball to. And I think Atlanta finally gets off that snide. They have been really, really bad this year. But Arizona is 3-15 against the number when the total is between 42 and 49, which doesn't sound that important on the surface, but it is, because those are numbers where you need to put up a lot of points to get there. Arizona typically doesn't do that. The underdog covers more times than not when it's in that total range. This total is 50 on Sunday and probably coming down a little. So I'd actually lay the points to play Atlanta in that one.
Hey, Jack, make sense of the Titans for us, which have won won twice when they were underdogs, but lost the three games where they were favored to win.
Well, Heather, can you kick? I mean, you're a field goal kicker, because they need somebody to make some field goals. That's all that one was. I mean, the sense there is they had a field goal kicker that was like a guy that gets the yips when he's putting from 2 feet. I mean, he could not make a field goal, or they win that game and cover that game. And so they're not as bad as people think, but in spots like that, but they need the right matchup. They don't need an offense that's going to go out and score a ton of points. They need to be able to get stops against teams that are susceptible to that. And so I would look for this week will be that type of game. They go, to Denver, and actually the line jumps the fence here. Tennessee opens as a favorite. Now it's Denver. And Denver 6-2 straight up, 5-2-1 against the number over the last in this series. So I actually like a lean toward Denver, but Tennessee's a dangerous team, and this probably might be the last game. I would bet any of the bad games that you don't want to watch before I probably bet that one this week. So steer clear of it, but if you made me play it, just a slight lean toward Denver. I'd bet Washington-Miami before I'd bet that game.
I was about to make a joke about that one. Yeah,
there's a statement. But he can find even better ones for you if you go to his website. What's there if they check out fatjacksports.com?
Well, people should go there right now and just apply some common sense. Everybody gets the same plays. They're on a 12-4 run, and they're all posted and documented. So when you sign up, you get the picks texted to your cell phone, emailed to you. Everybody's getting exactly the same pick, and then they're posted and documented for everybody to see. So you know you're only getting the best plays. Have not had a losing day in about 10 days in football. We're going to have a huge week. I've already sent out a bunch of selections, and tonight's games are going out along with some free baseball, and then also the weekend plays are already ready. So go to FatJackSports.com. Only $169 for everything through Monday, or less than $100 a week for any longer package, and it gets down as low as about $60 a week when you sign up through the Super Bowl. Also, basketball starts next Wednesday. Get those plays now. They're about $40 a week when you add them to your football packet. So FatJackSports.com. If you want to win betting on sports, go there, get signed up, and win today.
He joins us every Friday. You can hear him this evening as well after our high school football coverage. FatJackSports.com is website. Jack, good luck with everything this weekend. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you soon.
My sister's in Las Vegas this weekend.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she'll get her to place a bet for me.
Yeah.
You're still sticking by Temple?
Temple's my pick this week. It's my top pick in college football.
Okay.
Yeah, Temple at home.
$10 on the Owls.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure on me. I get a finder, see if that hits?
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to win with $10?
$9.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
I'll get lunch.
Done. All right, good luck to the Owls. Good luck to us coming up this weekend. There's your big boy of the weekend, Temple versus Memphis. Everybody will be tuned in. We will come back. We might find five things better to watch, what to watch this upcoming weekend with the Power Poll. We hit that next and then hand things over to Sports Talk at 3 o'clock as we wrap things up right here at Beatty Chevrolet. Heather, it's Truck Month. Big time savings on trucks and all other vehicles as well.
It is. And as always, you can get GM employee pricing on all new cars. That includes Corvettes. So what deals do they have for Truck Month? Up to $15,000 off on the Crew Cab Silverados, the new 2019 four-door Silverados. They have six of these to choose from, starting at $25,950. They are here. They are available for you to drive off the lot today. So come on down to Beatty Chevrolet. Talk to one of the awesome salespeople that's here. And you're going to love doing business at Beatty, and you're going to find out really quickly why it's better at Beatty.
Right here where we are today on Parkside Drive, final segment of Sports 180 coming up next on The Sports Animal. Final segment of Sports 180 on this Football Friday afternoon. Thank you for being with us. Big thanks again to Beatty Chevrolet for having us out. With great deals for you right there out on the lot. You can stop by and see them yourself.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody here at Beatty. And don't forget, all month long is Truck Month. They've got $15,000 off those Crew Cab Silverados and new 2019 four-door Silverados. They've got them starting at $25,950. There are six of them on the lot to choose from, but they might not be here for long. Definitely not after all this beautiful weather. Somebody's going to drive off this lot with a truck.
Come by and take advantage. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Find out why it's better at Beatty. John Wilkerson joins us as he gets ready for Sports Talk in just a few minutes. John, hello.
Hi.
It's another Football Friday, John.
Boy, it gets here in a hurry, doesn't it? But you're exactly right. And really enjoyed Fat Jack's take on just what you look for, what you stay away from, what to avoid, what to jump on. Really, it's something to just hear not only the college ranks but also the NFL. They do have it rolling right now.
Yes, and what games to not watch as well, which is kind of the reverse of what we have with our Power Poll coming up. So some games just avoid, he would say. But Broncos-Titans, I know, will be high on the Wilkerson priority list.
That's right, because the Colts are open this weekend, and so Penny's team gets a break, and we'll see whether or not the Broncos can make it back-to-back wins, but I fully understand why so many are looking at the Titans. It's almost been an every-other-week situation, with the exception of games 2 and 3 for them. It seems like 1 week up, 1 week down, and if you follow that trend, then this would be a good weekend for the Titans.
Yes, so we will see what happens. What else is going on out there besides the little Titans Broncos? Why don't we hit today's Power Poll?
Captain, we're losing power on the warp engine.
Nuclear power pants.
What's up? I'm Kenny Powers.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
I have the power!
With great power comes great responsibility.
Full power, Mr. Scott.
The Power Pole, driven by Ted Russell Ford. Two locations to serve you, Kingston Pike and Parkside Drive.
All righty, John, it is a Friday. We have the top five things to watch this upcoming weekend. Would you like to lead us off?
Why, sure. At number five, I will go with the NASCAR playoffs. They run to Talladega, which should be something. Number four, I will go Texans, Chiefs. Deshaun Watson put on a show last weekend. The Chiefs got beaten up on their home field. We'll see how they bounce back. But who knows? This could be, if both can stay healthy, Watson, Mahomes, could be the next big quarterback rivalry in the AFC. Number three, I'll go Oklahoma, Texas. Number two, I'll slide in Major League Baseball's Final Four. We've got the NLCS starting tonight, the ALCS tomorrow. And then number one, that's your big boy, LSU, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Colin Baton Rouge there. Heather Harrington, your top five things to watch this weekend.
Okay, well, starts off with tonight at 6:30. I'm going to head on down to Thompson Bowling Arena to check out the Tennessee volleyball team taking on LSU. So they will be in action tonight. They're currently 2-2 in conference play, so looking for their third win. Number four, I do have Vols versus Mississippi State just because of the sheer importance of this game, and I think we've all highlighted that this week. Number three, I put the Major League Baseball playoffs, so I'm definitely more dialed in since the Astros survive in advance. So let's see how this weekend shakes out. Number two is going to be Texas Oklahoma for me, and number one, like John said, the big boy, LSU Florida.
All righty, number five for me, El Camino, out on Netflix now, the Breaking Bad movie. Very excited for this.
It doesn't even come on in the theaters.
They're doing some kind of release, I believe.
Oh, so you can watch this if it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm excited for you. I thought this was going to be one that you were going to be so jealous that everybody else gets to see, but not you.
Yeah, no, I can actually see this one.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Nice little change of pace.
Not Netflix, they're changing it all.
Yeah, Netflix is it's an interesting model, so you can stream stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
And Josh gets to stay by his when he's not at work. There are no pants policy.
I don't know what work has to do with it, John.
Oh, now I'm scared for Monday.
Just check the email inbox. HR sending me something. All right, number four. I'm going to go Oppo Jinx here. It is a big line, so I'm going to put it down the list, hoping that will maybe make it a bigger, more competitive game. Florida LSU. Number three, Major League Baseball playoffs. John, any updates to your picks for what will happen in the NL and ALCS?
Well, let's see. No, because I'll stick with the Astros. I did have the Dodgers emerging from the National League, so I think I'm going to roll with the Nationals. You may not have heard this, but they've been the best team in baseball since they were 19-31.
Yeah, how could they not be, by the way? Also, congrats to the social media coordinator who just keeps tweeting it out. Number three, Major League Baseball. Number two, Chiefs, Texans. Hopefully it's a good one with big-time quarterback play. And then, what is it, the Red River Showdown rivalry? It's
you're supposed to say
shootout.
Rivalry. You're not supposed to say shootout anymore, right?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say showdown. Yeah, I'm not allowed to say shootout, John, so I'm not calling it the Red River Shootout.
And rivalry is too hard. Red River rivalry. It's like me trying to say Russell Westbrook. It actually came out good there. That's it. 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10 for me.
20. That's the Power Pole. Five things to watch this upcoming weekend.
The Power Pole is driven by Ted Russell Ford, with two giant locations to better serve East Tennessee. Find Ted Russell Ford on Parkside Drive and Kingston Pike, as well as online at tedrussellford.net.
All righty, John, as we get ready for Sports Talk, what's coming up here in just a few minutes?
Well, we are going to be at Oak Ridge Nissan for a Football Friday. Jesse Smithy of Five Star Preps will jump on with us in hour number one. We'll have the Pigskin Panel from 4 until 5. That's with John Pennington and Will Overstreet. The pick segment comes in hour number three. Mike Stoll, Vol for Life, will join us this week. We'll have a practice report with Eric Kane. We'll have a Tennessee-Mississippi State preview as we'll bring you comments from both head coaches, an injury report, all that and more today on Sports Talk at Oak Ridge Nissan.
John, do you know why the graffiti artist decided to call it quits?
No, Josh. I have no idea. Why did the graffiti artist decide to call it quits?
Well, I could see the writing on the wall.
That was good.
Yeah, I'll give that one a thumbs up. Who gave it to you?
There he is, John Wilkerson. He's got comebacks. He has sports talk coming up next. Big thanks to Beatty Chevrolet for having us out here today. Thanks, Jay Lyford, for your great work here. Joel Silverberg back at the studio. Heather, I'll see you tomorrow morning on Saturday Sports Talk.
Bright and early.
Sports Talk is coming up next on The Sports Animal.